We're here to go to Kilconomics. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be good fun, intellectually challenging. But it has. We had a great day yesterday. You've seen investors in Dublin and Ireland's interesting.
We're here at Gio's, best pub in Dublin. We're going to put the world to rights over a pint, talk about all the important issues of the day. Let's go in.
Cheers.
What's preoccupying each one of us?
I think for me, the big issues are, why the hell have we not managed to generate any inflation in an economy with unemployment down 4%, in Japan down at 2.5%? Is there something that policymakers are not understanding? Is it about demographics? Is it about technology? My guess is it probably is about technology, and we're finally seeing the first big wave of disinflation coming through into things like groceries, and that's going to be the big game changer. And thank goodness as well that we've not got inflation, given how stagnant wages have been.
What I'd say, I mean, related to that would be the very low level of interest rates we see. Can interest rates start to rise even if you don't have very much inflation? Clearly there are a whole host of structural factors involved with that.
It appears as if inflation is its own phenomenon. It's not something that's controlled by the behaviour of central banks. What I find very interesting is not only do we have, in a sense, a lack of economic understanding of the world that we're in, we don't really understand the political regime either. If you want to get people motivated, patriotism, nationalism, tribalism is incredibly powerful.
Why are these sort of nationalistic tendencies rising up, or these more alternative political views coming to the fore?
I mean, inequality has been one of the biggest drivers, I think. The rise of the gig economy as well is obviously, I think, really important. The next generation will be much more redistributive when the older generation starts dying off and the votes for the young count much more heavily. And I think that means we probably do get quite a left-wing government movement, as well as you mentioned before, these right-wing movements happening amongst the more disaffected older lower class, you know, lower working class people who've had their incomes attacked.
I think of it more as a political strategy. So again, you can think of these things in an economically deterministic way, in which case you see all of these things as reflecting legitimate grievance, or you can just see it much more as a sort of football team approach, which is it's being cynically exploited. What do we think the implications for markets?
We're talking about quite a wide spectrum of potential outcomes in terms of the political systems that we might be in 5 or 10 years' time. So there's quite a disconnect there, I think, in terms of risk pricing and potential outcomes, which we wouldn't have been talking about maybe 15 years ago.
And maybe we'll see a big changing of the guard between the emerging markets and the developed markets.
You know, growth in the Western world is going to be lower in the future, and then you look across to Latin American countries, which historically you'd regard as perhaps uninvestable because of the political situations. Debt to GDP ratios are really low, demographics are much more favourable, they don't have all these unfunded pension liabilities that we have in the Western world. And, you know, maybe you look at the real yields available in Mexico, Brazil, Argentina, and say, well, actually, these look incredibly attractive relative to what we're getting in Japan and, you know, guaranteed locking in negative returns. And we talked about the disinflationary impacts of technology and how low inflation is. Are we worried at all about sort of global inflation coming back through a tariff route?
So there are long-run trends, and I think we'd all say greater competition, globalization, the entrance of emerging markets, the fall of the Berlin Wall, all this sort of stuff were long-term structural forces keeping inflation low. If you do see a wider movement away from globalization, then one might think that that'd lead to less efficient outcomes and higher inflation in some sense.
Interest rates have been zero everywhere or hovering around those kind of levels, but financial conditions are actually much more volatile. Do central banks even really control monetary policy anymore to the extent that perhaps we thought they did?
Well, certainly seems to have been a classic case of overconfidence in terms of central banks in their attitude pre-crisis to probably what they'd admit to now in terms of understanding how inflation works and even the role that interest rate changes or monetary changes or QE actually affects inflation outcomes? Do you move to a more pragmatic approach of a kind of, have a range in terms of your inflation target, but you're also more concerned about financial stability and just kind of keeping the show on the road in a sense, rather than getting too wound up whether CPI is at 1.5 or 2.1?
I have come around to the view that, that central bankers are only relevant at the extremes. So you only say if you've genuinely got an inflation problem, which may not be something that we encounter for a very long time. I still worry about the fact that I don't think they've got the tools. I think they should be spending most of their time now thinking, what would we do if there's a problem?
Cheers.